Salutations once again with our very regular and constantly updated Foot Fetish Podcast.
Here we are again with the bi-yearly episode of the Foot Fetish
Podcast. We're so bad. What is wrong with it? Remember the last time we were like, oh, I'm sorry. Sorry we were gone for so long, guys. We're going to keep this going.
Yeah.
And then, you know, life
goes. And
then
something happened for the past 7 months that's been taking our...
We'll get right to it. Why we've been gone. So we're having another baby.
I'm like hella pregnant, guys.
Bella's hella pregnant. Now, needless to say, when Bella's hella pregnant, and before then we were trying to get pregnant, so it was a whole process of things.
Yeah, that was a whole stressful situation.
But like, when Bella's hella pregnant, Bella hella don't want to do anything. Because, you know, pregnancy involving building another human takes a lot of energy out of you.
The time of day that we usually would be recording this podcast and the time of day that we are currently recording the podcast is the time of day that I literally don't even want to be upright anymore. I need to be horizontal. I need to just lie down and have no one talk to me.
Indeed. You don't even want to talk to me most of the time.
No. Apparently not, because Ramon said today, he's like, oh, the podcast is a really good chance for me to just sit and have a conversation with you. And I'm like, dude, we can do that without microphones, you know. We can have a conversation.
Yeah, but it's less fun.
It's less fun without microphones, apparently.
Yeah, you get all, like, mean to me. And here you're mean to me for profit.
I'm not mean to you.
You're so mean to me.
No.
You're unnecessarily cruel, and everyone loves it.
No, it's just when we talk between the two of us about not feet, we talk about more different issues, and Ramon tends to get all like uppity about it.
So. Wow.
Like we talk politics, and Ramon's like, Ramon has.
Well, you suck.
Opinions.
So there's that. So, like. God, I don't remember when our last one was, and Lord knows you don't.
It was a long time ago.
If I don't know, you don't know.
It was during the summer.
God, it was during the summer,
wasn't
it? Yeah, because
I remember you were making me vodka and cranberry.
Oh, yeah. You could drink then.
Yeah.
That was fun.
The very brief period.
Where you could drink.
Where I was like, yeah, okay, I'll have a couple of drinks. And then it was like, oops, I'm pregnant again, so.
Oopsie poopsie. So, you know, we had a topic for this one, but that don't matter because, you know, when you're gone for 8, 9, 10.
This is really just we're just here to catch up and say hi, guys.
We're here to catch up. You know, I got a few notes here because, you know, I just kept taking notes, but I'll rattle through these, you know.
Cool. I can't wait to hear them. I'm sure that they'll make total sense and they'll all be like completely reasonable.
I'll have you know, I have very clear, concise notes.
Sure.
Wow. So, let's take a look. So, starting off on the kink shame corner.
Oh, my favorite corner.
It is. I wrote this up because there was a guy. I remember this now. There's a guy on Reddit because we have several subreddits. And I'll have you know, I am now the...
I'm going to go ahead and just immediately kink shame Reddit.
Wow.
As a whole.
That's fair. There's a lot of douchebags on Reddit. Mm-hmm. And ones that are way up their own ass. Where they're like, oh, you can't advertise at all or have watermarks. You heard me, you know, with those pitchforks before. Like, you know, where do you think this content's coming from? Let people advertise. But places where that's not true is r/feedonface, which I solely moderate. And now...
Solely.
I'm also the moderator now. One of the moderators of Face Sitting Hub and Non-Nude Face Sitting.
All right.
One of the wonderful people over at Them Dom Studios, who I suggest you go check it out. They make stuff like us.
Okay.
Really cool folks. Reached out to me and said, hey, you know, we like your stuff and we need another moderator for here because the old guard got tossed out and we want to make this a safe place for content creators to come and actually advertise. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hell yeah, I'm all about that. So I'm one of the moderators over there.
Is that what that non-nude face sitting?
What about it?
No, I appreciate that.
Thank you. Because that's what we do.
You search for face sitting and a lot of it is just straight like, well, this is just sex.
Right.
This is just she's naked and his mouth is on her vagina.
Right.
And like, this is just sex. Now,
I get why lots of people like that, but that's not what some of us are into.
No.
We like the smothering, the domination aspect of it.
I, in fact, was nude the other day.
Yes.
We got out of the shower and Ramon was like, why don't you put some panties on and come sit on my face?
Yeah, I did actually say that. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, sure. Yeah. Sure, okay.
It's fun.
And then I fucking destroyed him.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
My ass is huge these days, guys. It's just.
A quick caveat or a quick side note. So, like, pregnancy fetish is a thing. But we always feel really weird about that. Like, yes, we can make.
I feel really weird about it. I feel really lazy about it.
Ah, there it is.
Yeah. I don't know though. If there's any interest, give me a holler,
yeah,
guys.
Just let us know.
I got a good couple more months before I.
Yeah.
Before this gravy train takes off.
Comes into the station.
But yeah, if there's a market for pregnant face sitting or pregnant foot fetish content.
Yeah, let us know because we don't know. I mean, I kind of know, but there is.
I Googled pregnant face sitting.
Oh, sure, it's there.
Again, it was all nude and essentially
right.
pornography, and
right,
I'm like, okay,
yeah.
This isn't what I'm looking for, but.
We're looking for a niche of a niche now.
Yeah, I mean.
And I don't know how much of a market there is. I guess there is because it's so specific. But anyway, back to my point. So there's this fellow on Reddit, right? And he wrote this up. I forget where. But he said, oh, I've got a fantasy of my wife sitting on my face. But she found it too weird and won't do it. And this was in the normal section of Reddit. I'm just scrolling around. And I'm like, wow, this guy just wrote this up. And it was like in actual confessions or something like that. I forget where it was. And I chime in. I'm like, oh, as jokingly, I said, oh, we have much to discuss. Huh. Sort of as an offhanded way to like advertise our store, but not actually say anything. Like, and then his comment was like, well, if it's buying stuff from you and you profiting off of it, I'm just not interested. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm just here.
What did you do? Did you like put a link to the store?
No. Wouldn't have been able to do that anyway. And I would have never done it. I was just trying to make, you know, like a joke based on, hey, this is solely a fetish account, clearly. Mm-hmm. If you click on my name, that's what you're going to find.
Right, and obviously he did.
Right, but he took such offense that I would cut. Like, bro, you're the one on Reddit talking about how your wife won't succumb to your fantasies and that this is your thing. I'm trying to lighten the mood. I think he was kind of a dick.
That is kind of dickish, but at the same time, it's something that he wants his wife to do.
Of course.
You know, it's not something that he I mean, you can find face-sitting videos anywhere.
Yes, I know. But, like, fuck him. And
my
life's better than his.
Yeah, your life is way better than his because your wife sits on your face.
That's right.
Like, imagine, though, like, if I didn't.
I know.
And you were on Reddit, like, well, wait, how could I do this? How can I talk to my wife about this? And someone was just like, hey, you want to come buy some videos? That's not what you said, I know, but like that's probably the vibe that he's.
You're as bad as he. You know what? Kink shame on you. You just got kink shamed.
It's impossible to kink shame.
Oh, all contrary,
it's impossible to kink shame me.
Regardless, that's Ramon's kink shame corner of the week.
Okay.
So how about that?
Okay,
you like that? That's great.
Yeah. So you're kink shaming this guy not for having a kink.
I'm kink shaming him for having
kind of
a shitty wife
attitude. Yeah, that is really unfortunate.
Like, listen, I made it. Like we've talked about. It was date two. No, date one? I forget.
No,
I talked about it pretty early.
It was pretty early, but it wasn't quite that early.
No, never do date one. But, like, you know, clear that air pretty early before you get married. I mean, yeah, if you love someone, you push through anyway. But you got to have sexual chemistry. Like,
well,
if you don't have that.
I mean, maybe it's something that he only just realized that he was into recently. Maybe he.
Well, then I'd say know thyself a little earlier.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Fucker.
I don't know that you can develop a fetish that late in life.
Anything's possible.
I mean, I don't know.
Let's see what you can discover. See what you like. I bet you're a furry. You like fuzzy feet. You do like orc boys.
I'm not a furry, but I am. The internet calls them monster fuckers.
Well, that's much better than furries.
Just like, well, yeah, because they're not furries. They're just like, you know, orcs and werewolves
as we've discussed.
And dragons and stuff.
Well, Beauty and the Beast was an awakening moment for you, I imagine.
Beauty and the Beast was an awakening moment for, like, so many of us.
I've seen that meme going around a lot, where it's like he turned back and he turns into a man and everyone goes, the fuck? Put him back. Make him...
Yeah.
Like, that's why y'all love Shrek so much.
He was way hotter before. I don't know that there's, like a sexual fan base around Shrek. I've never looked into it. Mm. I get it.
Oh, you do.
Hello, have you seen yourself?
And you... Wow. I wish I was more Shrek-like.
You're pretty Shrek-like.
I'm Hoggle. Let's be honest.
No, you're pretty Shrek. I mean,
I'm not that tall.
You're not, and you don't have the big belly. But right. When I met you, you essentially did live in a swamp. And
I'm living in a swamp right now.
Oh my God,
based
gross.
On these pants. So back to feet, because any new listener who unfortunately decided to pop in
episode, you know what? Just
go back. We got more stuff.
No,
you know,
we keep getting subscribers
to our YouTube. I haven't put up a video there in forever. We got like 700 subscribers on there, which is nothing on YouTube. But for us, it's a lot.
That's cool. I subscribe to a lot of YouTube channels that probably don't even update anymore.
I'm sure a ton. But, you know, once I get our editing crew in order, maybe we'll put out some more of the older ones.
We'll see.
That haven't had videos and whatnot. But this week in feet, which is
there's
many, many weeks ago in feet.
Okay.
But I did write things down. There's an arcade game called Stinky Feet.
Gross.
And the goal of this game is to wash the feet. Like, you have to spray them with a water bottle. You know, like those carnival games where you have the water gun and you spray in the hole and it like either fills up a balloon or makes something go. That's what it is. Trying to clean the feet, the stinky feet.
Okay. Is it like, it's like power wash?
No. It's an arcade. It's a carnival game. So it's a physical thing in an arcade. So it's not like power wash. It's like, you know, an arcade game that you play at Chuck E. Cheese or something.
Okay.
I thought that was, you know, it's about feet. It's about, I don't think it's that big of a bridge to cross for you. Stinky Feet, the arcade game. Go have fun in the arcades, y'all.
All right.
All right.
Let's do it.
Drea De Matteo has an OnlyFans now and shows her feet there. Which is lovely.
She has really nice feet.
She has very nice feet. I wrote down... Oh, God. Oh, you told me about this. There's a game on the Switch called Foot Clinic.
Yes.
How about
disgusting.
That?
It's disgusting.
What do you do in Feet Clinic?
It's really gross. Like, people come in with, like, growths and boils and, like stuff stuff wrong with their feet. And you have to, like, treat it.
You got to treat the gross feet.
Yeah.
So you're a podiatrist, essentially.
Yes. It's really gross.
That's not what I expected. You told me this when you first told me about it, but I didn't remember. So I thought it would be more of a fetish game, but it doesn't sound that way.
No. Although there's like a weird amount of like hentai games on the Switch store.
Yes. That's
like a
weird
amount.
Like, that's
odd. They just
odd.
Let anything on there.
They didn't used to. They used to be
strange.
A lot more. I don't know. I guess they just want some money.
Hmm.
There is a, who is she? Look up this person. Karina Kompf, I can't pronounce her last name. Corinnacopf. She's a celebrity of some kind.
She's listed as internet celebrity.
Great. So a fan offered her $175,000 to put her feet on his face for an hour. And he disappeared, but she said she would have 100% done it. Because who the fuck wouldn't? As we have discussed many times
recently.
I'd do almost
anything for $175,000.
It's got to get real low for us to not do a thing. Especially when it's that. Like, I can't imagine a more, like, I mean, that's our life, so it's really normal for us. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know, get weirder. $175,000 is a lot of goddamn money. But I think this guy disappeared. I guess he got cold feet, so it were.
Oh, she's an OnlyFans person.
Okay. Yeah, that makes more sense.
Apparently she's makes a lot of money.
Of course she does.
She's beautiful. She's
really she's
pretty.
Very pretty.
Oh, here she is. Like, she's like cavorting with, I think, Drake.
Good old Drake.
Why does he wear his hair in pigtails?
I didn't know.
Has anyone told him that that's not cute? I have a lot of issues with that person.
So it would seem. You went on a little tangent there. So
I'd like to kink-shame Drake.
Hey, speaking of kink-shame, we're now in Bell's kink-shame corner. And I have some notes that you told me at various times.
Oh, here we go.
I wrote, train yourself out of fetish. Train yourself out of fetish.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean anything to you?
And because you took such diligent and coherent notes.
Don't you
tell
dare.
Me what that's about.
I believe these are your notes now. Can you tell me about what you were thinking when...
You wrote it down.
I think you had said to me at some point that one could train yourself out of your fetish, maybe?
Of course you could.
But that doesn't sound like a kink shame corner topic.
Well, of course you could. You could, just Clockwork Orange yourself.
I guess, but that's so
depressing.
You
can train yourself into a fetish, too.
Yeah, you can train people to do damn near anything.
I get horny every time I get in the shower now.
Married life, y'all. A married life with kids. That's how that works.
Right, where we only have one day that lost.
Listen, the dumbest... This is another tangent, when we told people, oh, we're having another kid, they're like, when do you have the time? And it's like, do you think we're not smarter than our kids and can figure out a time to go off and fuck? It's not that hard.
It's not that tough, guys.
People are whatever. Here's one that you did say. You feel bad for the human lamp when someone does human furniture and they're like a lamp.
Mm-hmm.
You feel bad for the human lamp. The chair obviously gets some action. The table even gets some action.
Yeah.
But the lamp is just the lamp.
Yeah, a lamp is an unused... It's not... I don't even think of a lamp as a furniture. It's a lamp. It's different. It's like the lighting section in IKEA is completely different than, the couch section.
Yeah. What if it's more of a voyeur situation?
Yeah, I was going to say, is the lamp sort of like a cuckolding thing?
I feel like
it has to be. Lamp stands over in the corner and watches while you sit on the couch guy.
Yeah, I can kind of get that.
You'd be a lamp guy.
Yeah, professionally, I'm the couch guy, but I think personally, I'm the lamp.
Yeah, you'd be a lamp guy.
I'm the lamp. I love lamp. You told me this one, though. I don't know why we put it in kink shame corner. A model was sent home from Gucci because her feet smelled. Remember that?
Yeah.
I didn't write her name down. She was someone mildly famous.
Hang on.
You could probably find that pretty easily. She was it was her first modeling gig, and she was all excited, but didn't have time to shower because she overslept or something, and then went in there to do a shoot, and just her feet smelled too bad, and they sent her home to wash herself. Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
I can't find it anymore.
Oh, you can't find it
anymore?
But
I remember that story.
You know what I'm talking about.
Ew, gross.
What? Oh, no.
This is nothing. This headline is just woman with maggots in her toes sent home from the hospital.
Holy
gross,
Jesus.
Gross.
No thanks. Gross.
Oh, apparently.
Oh, dear. Now what?
I'm just reading through headlines that are popping up now in my news, and it says a design flaw is causing the stinky feet smell inside your Tesla Model 3.
Guys,
do any of you drive a Tesla? Does it smell like feet?
I feel like they would have written in.
Yeah,
about
I feel
that.
Like someone would have. We would have.
Well,
informed.
We also disappeared for a while, so people haven't written in a long time.
Hmm.
We have a backlog.
I mean, this article's from a year ago.
The next show we do, we'll be catching up on all those emails, the old emails, because we're in lazy mode
right now.
We'll
see about that. I'm not over here trying to read emails that were sent like 6 months ago.
I'll read
those. Those problems don't exist anymore.
Right. Problems disappear after 6 months. Every problem.
If
I don't know. You've stuck around for 12 years.
If you had advice that you needed 6 months ago, I'm not going to come and be like, oh, here's how to talk to your girlfriend about your foot fetish.
Hey.
They broke up 4 months ago. I'm not doing that.
Hey. It might help somebody new to hear about an old problem. And it's content, so yeah.
Mm.
Think about it. Did I wrote? No, I thought I shared. Yeah, I already shared that link. Ramon's footnotes. Dear customers, fuck you and your resolution. Yep. Yeah, I stand by that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Why? What did we customers. Suppose that was about? Fuck you and your resolution.
Is that like a New Year's thing?
I guess so. Yeah, maybe someone said they wanted to like get less foot porn, but I don't know why I was so angry about it. Fuck you and your resolution. Maybe it's remember when they NoFap November? That might be that.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have written resolution about
no,
that.
No, and I don't recall NoFap November having any sort of a any sort of an effect on our.
Must have been a January thing, because when else would it have been?
I don't know.
But that would have been last
maybe
month.
Maybe you
I
were just
done
like
that.
Looking at a bunch of really poor resolution photos.
Maybe. Interesting. Maybe it was somebody's dick that they sent. I don't remember. Dear X, get over yourself. What did X do? Oh, I don't remember. But I'll tell you what. Used to be able to like schedule videos to be put out, like little preview videos. Uh-huh. It fucks up every time now. You can't do it. I have to like do it each night individually, which is dumb. Dear X, get over yourself. What did we do? What did they do to me? Those bastards did something to me.
I don't know.
It's like some content that couldn't be posted or something.
Yeah, I remember you complaining about that.
Oh,
something.
Man.
But I don't remember exactly what it was.
That's what happens when I do one-line reminders to remind myself.
Uh-huh.
And now here we are.
I said it. Didn't I say it?
You didn't say goddamn thing.
I was like, oh, this isn't going to make any sense. Your notes don't make any sense.
My notes are great.
Okay.
They're something.
All right. What's up next?
Logistical gymnastics in scheduling. I'd say.
Jesus. Okay. I'm going to take a nap because this sounds boring as shit.
How dare you?
Scheduling logistics, guys. Oh, wake up and welcome to the Scheduling Logistics Podcast.
Yeah, but it's like scheduling foot porn. Like, it's not scheduling, like, meetings on, you know, the Q3 reports. Like, I constantly have to juggle all kinds of stuff. Like, oh, you feeling okay? Feeling a little gassy?
No.
Oh. Oh. You're so monosyllabic tonight. You're so tired. We'll be done soon. So I'll skip the logical gymnastics. Just know I work my ass off scheduling those awesome models you see.
I know. I know that you do. But, yeah, no, I know that you do. I definitely understand that. But logistical gymnastics for scheduling is...
Some people ask specifically about
not
that.
Good podcast content.
You have no idea.
Write in, guys. Do you want to know about logistical scheduling?
You want to know about scheduling policies?
Yeah. Do you want to know about Ramon's schedule? You know what? The thing is, he doesn't even have anything interesting to say about it.
Wow.
He's just going to be like, so sometimes I have to like schedule like a bunch of models, and then two of them don't show up, and then I got three models, and then I got three models. Like that. That's literally it.
Couldn't have said it any better myself.
That's it.
Spot on Ramon impression. I've dropped my phone.
I wasn't trying. I don't do impressions.
So I wrote this down. I don't know what it means.
My God, of course you don't.
Take a more substantial sip. Ball game soda.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
You got to take a more substantial sip when you have a ball game soda. Because we went to a baseball game.
Yeah, last summer we went to a baseball game.
And I wrote down, take a more substantial sip. So, you know, do that. Moving on.
What?
Do gay men love Die Hard? This is foot related. Because you've never seen it.
I've never seen that movie.
I haven't either. But Bruce Willis in there is barefoot the entire movie. And like there's a big scene where he walks on glass and has to do that. So the gay men in our audience, is that like a movie for you? Yeah, Clayward. That's easy. You're the one. Clayward, is that like a really like hot movie for you? Or is it like...
Yeah, because you're very familiar with all of the like the female scenes in movies. But I bet there's probably a ton of male scenes in movies.
I have found a website that talks about specifically male foot worshipy kind of scenes. Because of course, you know, there's... Obviously, a whole market
and
for that.
There's no like, there's less weirdness around it because people don't generally think of men as being the object of foot desire.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's a number of scenes that I've seen myself where it's like, oh, that's a male foot going on
like what?
Someone's face. Specifically, I think of Flintstones.
Ew.
I'm just, like, you asked.
I mean, I guess, but I hate that movie.
But to get leverage, he puts his foot on Fred's face to push off. And it's like, I remember seeing that as a kid and going, ah, that's a thing.
Okay.
But that's a scene I think of. How many times can a guy come? Oh, So the whenever you see it in porn, and I see this a lot in, like, of course, hentai, where it's gross. Like, or someone else pointed this out, I think, on Foot Fetish Talks. Whenever someone tells a quote unquote true story and they come multiple times, mm-hmm. it's automatically bullshit. Because then, like, yes. Of course, a guy can come maybe a couple of times. But speaking from personal experience, and it's just my experience, one, maybe two, if we're, like, real hot and going. But, like, I can come one time.
I've never known a dude who can come more than once.
Thank
per
you.
Session.
That's how, like, we're one and done, y'all. Like, some of you, like, I guess are very virile and can, like, pump it out. But most of us, ain't happening. Boom, boom. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Let's take... Oh, I got one more thing.
I'm looking at a list.
Yeah, a list of what?
Male foot worship in movies.
Yeah.
And most of it's stuff I've never heard of.
Yeah, that scans.
Well, it's going chronologically, and this is all really old shit. There's a movie from 1985 called The Coca-Cola Kid. And that sounds just horrible.
Oh, my God.
Tom Hanks get his toe sucked in Joe versus the Volcano.
Oh, that's fun.
Keanu Reeves gets his toe sucked in My Own Private Idaho.
Well, all right. This is the Clayward section. And for anyone else who's interested.
I've never heard of any of these movies. I think many of them are, this is like an Italian movie.
Ooh.
A woman sucks an older guy's toes. Andrew McCarthy gets his toe sucked in The Courtyard, 1995.
Yeah, right.
Made for TV movie.
Oh.
Killer Instinct. Joaquin Alvarez has his toes sucked. I've never seen any of these movies.
No. Imagine you have
Harry
not.
Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Ray
because...
Fiennes plants his bare foot on Robert Pattinson's face.
Yes, he does. I remember that.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Robert Pattinson was, I believe, underage at that time, so.
Huh.
Weird.
Maybe not.
Maybe don't jack off to that.
Oh, geez.
Don't mess with the Zohan.
Yes.
Adam Sandler puts his bare foot in another man's face, makes him smell it, and slaps his face.
I think it's a foot model, though. It's a goofy scene where he, like, his foot reaches up and then moves around a whole bunch. It's not physically possible for it to have been his foot.
Yeah, okay. That's probably
true.
You dig. There's an episode of Melrose Place.
Mm. Melrose.
Oh, there's a scene in Oz. I don't remember this.
Maybe I do.
When Adebisi has another man lick the soles of his bare foot and then pushes that man's face with his foot.
Huh.
I don't remember that at all.
All right.
I remember the scene in 6 Feet Under where Claire sucks her boyfriend's toes.
I don't.
Yeah. It's gross because he's got gross feet.
Ah.
It's gross. Men have gross feet, guys. Men,
generally.
Men just have gross feet. They always do.
So... there was an instance where a friend of ours brought a new girlfriend over,
mm-hmm.
and you, unprovoked, I don't know what word I'm looking for. I'll stick with that. Unprovoked, later told me, "Oh, she's cute and she has big feet. I noticed that."
She's tall.
Yes,
she's tall, and she, yeah, I mean, she has very big feet.
You pointed it out without me prodding you in any way in that direction, which.
Yeah.
Just make me very happy.
Yeah,
I had to write it down.
Notice things sometimes.
I know. You're just great is all. Right now, I have to pee so bad. So we're going to take a little break for the Ponderosa steak we're getting here because there ain't much in the way of sponsorship when you're not on a podcast for like
what?
10 months.
What do you mean a Ponderosa steak?
Not a good steak.
About? Oh,
not
okay.
A good steak. It's not good.
Okay. I don't think the rest of us were aware of that.
Oh, anyone who eats steak knows. Trust me.
Okay.
But we'll be right back after this word from basically us. Yeah.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, friends. Dr. Ramon from Ramon's Faceful of Feet Clip Store here to bring you Ramon's Faceful Human Furniture.
Human furniture?
Did you know, according to science, the human face is the most comfortable piece of furniture in the world?
He said science, so it must be true.
It's the ideal seat for butts both big and small.
Ooh, big butts.
Bare feet fit perfectly within its contours.
We mean...
Do your feet smell?
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. Your piece of human furniture will never complain. Or be able to.
Damn straight.
Our human furniture is comfy, squishy, sometimes squeaky, but always the perfect place to rest your smelly bare feet and butt.
Bare butts?
But don't take my word for it. Come on down to RamonFaceful.com and see our numerous examples for yourself with over 700 clips of foot smothering, face sitting, and the finest human furniture on the web today.
Incredible. 700. What a time to be alive.
RamonFaceful.com. Human furniture clips. Have a seat. And we've returned from my urination.
Hey,
Feeling
guys.
Good. Hi.
Hey, welcome back.
So before we get into some feedback, I got to mention my feet of the 10-month...
Feet of the year?
Feet of the year.
Feet of 2023?
They are pretty great, all things considered.
No, feet of the...
Feet of the quarter?
Feet of this episode.
Feet of this episode. It's feet of the week. We're doing weekly. So listen, guys, like, let's get into that heavy stuff. Obviously, when we got a baby, we're not going to be recording a podcast, at least for a little bit.
Right.
Like, I'm going to try to... Like, I did the one with Nina. I'll try to do them... with some models as like sort of rotating co-host situation when there's time, you know, shoots are really like either tightly scheduled or there's people just running late all the goddamn time. So I'll do what I can to keep it rolling. But I know you all don't want to hear me doing solo episodes, but I'll do that if people
are cool
with that.
But nobody
you hear how
hear
much
that.
I ramble with just you on my own. There's no one to stop me.
Listen, we'll do what we can, guys.
We'll do what we can. That's the way. But our feat of the week is Kylie Cohen. She's a recent find by me. I had others. She was in the movie we watched called Wally's Wonderland.
Oh, yeah? Which one was she?
She was the one who was sexually active.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Now, she's 25, before you ask, and was 21 at the time of the filming of that movie. But... I looked up her feet because that's what I do because I'm a big creep.
Mm-hmm.
She's got size 9 feet. There.
How do you spell her name?
Yeah, right. C-A-Y-L-E-E.
That's Kaylee.
What did I say?
You said Kylie.
Oh, that's dumb. I'm dumb. Don't listen
also,
to me.
Also, Cohen is C-O-W-A-N, not C-O-H-E-N. I was over here searching for
Kylie.
Did I say
C-O-H-E-N?
No, you didn't spell it. But name Cohen is C-O-H-E-N. And Kylie is spelled K-Y-L-I-E. So Kaylee Cowan.
So look her up. You know, she's got some good stuff, some nice feet, mm-hmm. size 9. But even more fun than that, you know, because I want to go looking, you hope for some things. You assume you're going to find nothing. But then sometimes you get lucky and, I closed out of this damn thing. I got to go back.
Oh, my God.
My timing is awful. There we go. Sometimes she finds fun stuff like this, where she puts her foot on a guy's face.
What is that?
That is a music video by Pretty Sister called Convenience.
Okay.
And if you go to the minute 9 marker, yeah, listen, I'm a porno dealing monster. What do
it's
I care what you think?
It's a 9-minute long music video?
No, a minute 9 seconds.
Oh.
1 minute 9 seconds.
I thought you said the minute 9 marker.
Why would I talk that
way? The 1 minute and 9 second marker.
1 minute 9 second marker. It's a real
that's
quick
why
scene.
That's why I gave you that look.
Oh, okay.
Most music videos aren't 9 minutes
You're used
long.
To my creepiness. But anyway, if you go there, I posted it on our subreddit, so you can find it there if you want to find
nice.
The picture. But also you can find it yourself. She pushes his face away with her foot. And I just wonder how many takes they had to do in that. Anyway, it's nice. There's a lot of like foot kind of stuff throughout that video, but that's the most like foot fetishy moment.
You have odd taste in women.
Yeah, tell me about it.
No, like, I don't, what about watching that movie made you want to be like, let me look up this actress?
I thought she was cute. She has a pretty face. I like the shape of her face. And she had a nice ass. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. This is,
I'm frowning at him. I'm giving him, like, a real look.
Do your hands hurt from clutching those pearls so much?
I'm not kink shaming you at all.
You are. All you do is kink shame me because that's my kink.
I'm not kink shaming. I'm just like, really?
Yeah, weird. I thought she was cute. She wasn't like, you know.
She was playing a teenager.
Yeah?
Weirdo.
Wow. Wowzers. No, she wasn't playing a teen. I mean, she was playing a teenager, but it wasn't because, oh, she's a teenager, I found her attractive.
Yeah, you don't find teenagers attractive.
I don't. She was just an attractive
Ramon
woman.
I actually can't stand teenagers.
I fucking hate them. So yeah, none of that nonsense for me. But my point is, she's hot, got great feet.
Sure.
So that's my feet of the time frame
feet of,
indicated.
Feet of the episode.
Of the episode.
Feet of the February.
Feet for fun. Feety.
February feet.
So a little bit of feedback. We don't have much because, understandably, many of you have not written in because we haven't been around.
What the hell, guys?
What's up with that? This is the one from the Ashiatsu episode. If we've already read this, sorry. Here we go.
I don't even remember that episode. Hey. So this is going to be all new to me.
Hey, Belle and Ramon. I love listening to your podcast. The banter between the two of you is always entertaining, except for tonight when it's terrible because Belle sucks.
No.
A few months ago, I had my first Ashiatsu massage, and it was incredible. The intensity and depth of pressure that the massage therapist can provide by standing on you feels really great. If you haven't had this type of massage, I highly recommend it. I've wanted to get one for some time, but just never pulled the trigger. Also, I don't know where to do it. So, I love my foot fetish, and feet are a normal part of my sex life. I also definitely keep those feelings to myself. While having my back walked on is a bit of fun, it doesn't do a whole lot more for me sexually. Also, I'm more of the type that loves warm, slightly smelly soles on my face, and that's not on the menu, at least at the massage place I went to. Anyway, y'all's podcast is great. Take care, Nick. Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same as him. Having my back walked on is not a sexual thing. It just feels good.
No, yeah, it does feel really good.
I'm also fine with it because I have a foot fetish, but it's not like part of the fetish for me.
Right. Do you suppose there's any actual massage parlors around us?
Yeah, there's a few. Not ones that do that necessarily, but no, there's like massage
like
envy.
Every
You familiar with massage envy?
No.
You don't pay attention to things like that. I do. They're like a franchise massage place.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like they do like, you know, your basic Swedish kind of massage or whatever.
Okay. I just think like because we like you drive past places over on the highway over there. And
I see what you mean.
That's not a real massage parlor.
I see what you
that's
mean.
That's a different thing.
Oh, I'm sure there's still a few of those around.
There's lots of those around.
I know. They'll walk on your face.
Yeah, you got to go to like a spa or something. You can't go to a massage parlor around here.
Probably not.
You got to like go into the city.
In the city?
And not that part of the city.
Not that part.
Not most parts of the city.
The fun part.
You got to go to like the rich parts of the city and then be like, oh, yes, I'd like a spa treatment, please.
Mm.
I'd like a spa treatment. But I was complaining to Ramon today that he never massages my feet.
I am a
bad
fetishist
husband. And I'm over
here
and like my feet hurt. And I'm pregnant, and Ramon never rubs my feet.
I could take a picture because her feet currently are, you hear that? That's me knocking on her slippers, in which are contained her feet, plus three pairs of socks.
Two pairs of socks.
Oh, excuse me, two pairs. It's a little warm tonight. Jeez.
No, I have my like thermal socks.
So in order to quote unquote rub her feet, as she so claims I don't do.
He doesn't. Never.
I have to take off all those things, start rubbing her feet. Her feet are going to get cold at some point, so she's going to complain that I took those things off. So
and
I don't want
to
hear
then
it.
I have to struggle to put my own socks back on. Also, there's never, with Ramon, there's never a guarantee that a foot massage is just a foot massage.
I mean,
like,
listen.
He starts out rubbing my feet, and then, like, I look down a minute later, and it's just that there's a dick out rubbing my feet.
Oh, my boobs are really sore. Can you rub them later? God. They're very sore. That's what it's like for me, okay? That's what it's like.
Wow.
Come to terms with it.
Wow.
Just freaking deal with it.
I just have a cramp in my dick. Can you rub it out for me?
It's Sometimes there is. You took care of it earlier.
I mean,
Good golly, Miss Molly. Oh, that's a long email. We'll read that next time.
I'm not reading a long email.
Right, we ain't got no patience.
I'm not reading anything.
Belle is fast asleep right now. She's talking in her sleep,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, it's true. My eyes are closed.
I thought I had another one. Let's read Clayward's. Gotta go with Clayward.
Since we did name drop Clayward earlier.
Although this is from 2 years ago, so
never mind. What's it about?
It's about the House of Dragons scene. Remember the House of Dragons scene?
Yes, I do.
See, I feel like we had read this one, but I guess we didn't.
I'm sure we did. It was 2 years ago. We're not okay. Send us more feedback because we have nothing to read.
We got a few things. We'll just reread this stuff.
Oh my god.
So look, y'all, we're gonna try. We'll try to keep us on schedule so we have, like, at least a semi-regular output of podcast until we have this.
You gotta just re-release old episodes.
That's the we don't have
call
that
it
many.
Foot Fetish Classic.
Okay, it's so shitty.
Call it Foot Fetish Flashback.
Wow, you know, we could just do that. Let's do that, but we'll just verbatim say what we said. We'll learn the lines. It'll be so much work, and it won't
we'll
be worth it at all.
Transcript. No, actually, what would make that even easier?
What?
Is if we don't have to upload a new episode. You guys, just go back and listen to the old episodes.
Wow.
Just go back and do that.
Magical.
So that then, like, we don't have to put out new episodes or even.
So we're going to put out some more.
We're going to try.
We're going to figure out when Belle is not in the middle of a nap or tired or has a headache.
It's almost never these days, guys.
It's almost never. So wish me luck. Because it's going to be tough, but I'll make it happen. Because really, all I got to do is shove a microphone in your face and you'll do it.
I mean, that's what happened tonight.
You're right. And that's what's going to happen next week. Because I'm going to try to do this every Friday.
We'll see. It's not Friday.
It's not Friday, is it? It's Soulful Saturday. And this isn't going to come out for a few days anyway, because our buddy Jermaine's got to edit all this. God bless him. Because I ain't doing shit.
I love Jermaine.
He's the best. Also, shout out to Terry, who's wonderful. And we're going to take some nice slipper pictures for him.
We do.
Because he gave a nice gift. Because mm-hmm. he's still a true blue fan. Unlike the rest of you who disappeared because we didn't put one out for, 10 months.
Hey, listen. Listen. We love you guys.
We do. We love you guys.
Even if you are fair weather podcast fans. That's fine.
How dare you not sit waiting. Bated breath.
No, that's fine. That's
nah, we
fine.
Understand.
I get it.
Totally get it.
There are podcasts that I listen to that don't update for months and months and
right.
months. And then when they do, I'm like, who are you again?
Yeah, right. You got to re-remember everything.
But because all my podcasts are the same.
Right.
It's all just murder podcasts.
Yeah.
But like, how many foot fetish podcasts are you guys
listening
to?
How many foot murder podcasts do you listen to?
Ooh, foot murder podcasts.
Well, I'm reminded of that stupid ABCs of Death audition tape that I talked about where the woman killed him by smothering his face with her feet. Like, broke his neck, apparently.
Yeah.
But not really. It's just a story. You know what sucks? I can't make horror on Clips for Sale. Because you can't show, like, people dying or people, like... You can't do any horrific things.
Can you do blood?
No.
That sucks.
So it's like, even if you wanted to tell that story, like an interesting horror... Foot mm-hmm. fetish based horror, you can't do it. It's like, it's a bummer. I get it because they're trying to cover their asses for liability and whatnot, but.
I watched a horror short film. You were out. You were like at a shoot or something, and this was several months ago. I don't even remember what it was, but I remember I sent you like a short video of it. The chick was like stomping on the guy's head.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. Well, we'll do what we can. I'm trying to make more interesting stuff. I got clips planned. I'm going to do a, what's that show called? Squid Game, like a Smother Game parody. And I'm going to try to do like a foot fetish game show kind of thing, which that could be fun. Like there may be some appearances of Ramon Faithful at some fetish events coming up in and around the area. Who knows? I got to look and see what there is. I don't know. I'm looking to branch out, man.
Okay.
I got not a whole lot going on.
Okay.
I'd clear it before I ever went to anything, but I'm trying to find new fans and I'm trying to reach out to new people.
I get that, but what, I'm going to be at home with five kids while you're...
You're at home with five kids while I'm shooting?
While you're out running around.
It's a business trip.
Stuff. We'll see about that.
We'll see about that.
We'll see about all that.
Oh, we'll see. But until then, y'all, let's remember all the different ways you can support us. You know, I guess you can review us on various podcast things. I wouldn't advise it. We don't do a whole lot, so we're not deserving of reviews.
No. Review us positively, but only positively.
Yes, only positively. 5 stars, no matter what. If you want to write in your feedback, which you are due a great deal of feedback to us, you can write to thefootfetishpodcast@gmail.com. You can also reach out to us on Twitter. I'm at Ramon Faceful. I'm totally there. You can go to Bell's OnlyFans, which is still kicking, at Bell's Feet and Ass.
It is still active.
It is still going.
My feet and ass are still here, even though they are both a little bit bigger than they usually are.
If you want some of that pregnant stuff, you reach out to Belle and let her know.
Yeah, let us
know. She'll make it happen.
I'll make it.
She'll make it. You ain't making shit. You're so tired.
I'm sitting on your face anyway.
I know it's hot. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
We'll see.
If you want to support the podcast directly, we do still have a Patreon where, you know, $5, that's real nice of you. $10, you actually get some stuff. You get some of our secret lost clips. And for $50 a month, you get like all the lost clips. And then, you know, extra 3 every month. It's pretty nice. It's a pretty sweet deal.
Lost clips.
You can go find us on DeviantArt now. Ramon Faceful over there. We're Ramon Faceful everywhere.
Ramon loves DeviantArt these days.
DeviantArt's fucking great. I share all our old pictures on there. I've got, hey, if you want to see like GIFs of all the videos or a bunch of the videos, like $5 a month, you get to see like a whole bunch of different GIFs if that's your thing. I love GIFs, so I'm happy to share those out. You can support us by going to the site, RamonFaceful.com, where you can find so many, over 1,000 clips of Foot's mother face sitting and human furniture, which I think is still the finest one on the web today. We have other things too. You remember all those other things I do? Where the hell else do we sell things? You don't even remember.
I don't know. Did you plug your Reddits?
Oh, the Reddits! So you can find us r/feetonface, r/facesittinghub, and r/non-nude-face-sitting. It's all us now.
Nice.
Making things happen. I'm sure there's some other
plug
I'm forgetting.
None of that nude face sitting.
None
Nobody
of that
wants
nude.
That.
No, thank you. Ugh. Ew. Ew. Gross, gross, gross. if I forgot any plugs, you know, just search around. We got all kinds of stuff. Thanks for tuning in again,
It'll
y'all.
Probably be in the links. Ramon will put it in a link somewhere.
I'll put a link somewhere.
He'll put a link down below.
We love y'all. Come on back. Thanks for sticking around.
We're sorry. I've been busy gestating.
But we'll be back, you know, next week. We'll talk about more stuff. Maybe we'll even do one of them their topics. The topic we were supposed to do was foot fetish careers, like work or something like that. Like jobs where feet are kind of a thing. Foot professions, that's what it was.
So, I don't know what that means.
Oh, maybe we'll talk about it this week and cover it next week. We'll see, though. Might be a whole bunch of feedback if y'all write in.
Yeah, give us feedback so we don't have to talk about that, because I don't know what that means.
Well, until we feed again, y'all.
So long.